This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, March 9th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. We are live this week. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, former Richmond Councilman Bill Johnson. How are you?
I'm fine, lady. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for being here today. And also with us is Van Nevels. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you feeling?
I'm much better. Much better.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Also with us is Emmett Bailey. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Pull your mic up so everybody can hear you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Thank you for being here. And also with us is Dr. Joseph Robinson. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you.
You and I got started on Sunday. So
yeah, we started on Sunday. You cut me off.
No, they turned the lights off for us.
Yeah, they turned the lights off. She said we'll wait till Wednesday.
Wait till Wednesday. There you go. And working behind the scenes is Miera White and also Carl Calhoun. Welcome. Come on, Miera. Say hello.
Hello.
You on camera. And also with us is Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all for being here today. We want all of our listeners to join the conversation. Give us your comments and opinions. Phone lines are open, 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975. Or you can download TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phones. Let us jump right into it. The primaries, presidential primaries, and let's start with Republicans. Donald Trump, the front runner, is having a victorious time with 14 states and about 450 delegates. And the number is like 1,237, I believe, and the Republicans are in a panic because they are trying to stop him, but I think it's a little too late at this point. He was victorious last night, winning two of the states. He was the only Republican candidate that won. And so he did his, his thing with his press release. Well, not a press release, but his congratulations for the two states he won. And he was just talking stuff all over the place. So what do you all think? You think he's going to be able to be stopped? Or Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio may as well bow out now? What do you think, Emmett?
Well, basically, I think that it should play itself out. Trump was not my first choice. Cruz is my first choice, and
what about Cruz you like though?
Well, I like the fact that he understands the fundamentals. Ben Carson is saying we understand the fundamentals, the basis of which America was founded. I tell people all the time, particularly when I talk to in the black community, that you really can't understand America in its fullness until you understand the historical foundation which was based.
And that which is?
We're based on biblical. Principles.
Biblical principles.
Even though at that time, they saw the conflict between what they were saying in the Constitution and owning slaves. Mm. But a lot of people don't realize 2 years before the Declaration of Independence, they petitioned King George to free the slaves then. He vetoed it.
Geared towards the evangelical group.
Yeah. So basically, America...
Spelled with three
K's. Now, any other nation except for Israel are the only two nations in history founded under God.
But the thing is, the party is not crazy about Ted Cruz either.
Huh?
They would prefer, the Republican Party would prefer Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Now, they only prefer Ted Cruz opposed to Donald Trump.
That's a recent development.
Right, and that's the only reason that they're gearing toward Ted Cruz because of Donald Trump.
That's true.
Dr. Robinson?
I'm gonna kind of dispute him a little bit.
Okay.
Because even though a lot of people want to say that this nation was created on biblical principles, I'm not going to say that because the basic principle this nation was created. If you look at the cause of the Revolutionary War was based on the fact that the colonies did not want to pay taxes back to England. And because they did not want to pay taxes. Now, if this was started on basic biblical principles.
Which it wasn't.
Then they was acting out of disobedience and acting out of rulership and saying, I know that you over top of us, you're head over us. But even though you're head over us, we're not going to do what you tell us to do. So I'm not going to say that it was created basically out of biblical principles, because that takes away the principle all itself. And that's the problem that I'm having with a lot of people talking now about the Constitution. Because a lot of things that's happening that was created in the Constitution was not created based on Bible principles. Mm-hmm. Even the, because if that was the case, then we would not have had slavery in the manner that we had slavery. We wouldn't have had a lot of things that's going on that went on in our country mm-hmm. in the manner that we that went on in our country. So we can't say that it was strictly based on Bible principles. That's what I'm agreeing disagreeing with you about. I agree that a lot of things that need to be done in a manner that is more. If you take the Republican Party right now
and throw them out the window,
yeah, hey, I'll be with you, bro. But if you take the Republican Party now and their act and their actions towards people, they'll tell you, they'll preach and hold the Bible up until they're blue in the face, talking about we doing things on Bible principle. But the things that they're doing and their acts and their actions does not
reflect that
reflect
at all.
Bible principles.
Because doesn't the Bible say, love thy neighbor as thyself?
Love thyself.
Right.
And that means love yourself, and then do whatever you feel like doing for your neighbor.
Yeah, for a certain group.
But let me ask you this, Bible, correct one thing. The taxation without representation was number 17 of the demands.
Okay.
The free the slave was higher than that on the list of commands towards for King George.
Okay, so what was
so
number
my point,
one?
My point is,
what was number one in that list?
I don't recall the second part.
I'll give you a chance to look it up.
But my point is that what I'm saying is that the overwhelming decision at that time, they realized that they had to make a choice. Either because you had Democrats at that time that were fighting for slavery. You remember that? They were fighting for slavery. The Southern. So they said, look, either we're going to try to come against England in a disunited fashion, or unite. In other words, put up with what they in order to win the independence. So they dealt with that. They wouldn't want to say we will go unite for the sake of fighting a war. But then they put the laws in, thinking within 20 years from that point on that the thing will fall by its own way, because it's put all the laws in such a way that free everybody. Frederick Douglass, as an ex-slave. Once he began to read, he began to teach his found out himself that the Constitution was based on freeing the slaves and everybody okay. who
was slavery. Well,
what are you talking about?
We're going a totally different direction. Let's get back to the primaries, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Van. We get ready to go to war right here. Go ahead, Van.
Back to life. Back to reality.
Thank you. Whoa. Trump is Frankenstein's monster. We know the story. That's what's going to happen. End of story. They've been creating this person or this entity for the last at least 25 to 30 years.
Yes.
And he's finally, and it's finally shown up and manifest in exactly what America claims it ain't.
Right.
Completely, utterly, and totally. I can't imagine him not getting the nomination. Period.
It's possible.
There are far too many pissed off people that simply want to vote for what they like to hear, and that's it. If you go and you look at what he's saying, of which he's saying very little substantively, that little bit, it can't happen. How are you going to really, build a wall and get some other country to pay
right.
for it? How are you going to tell China what they're going to do with their own money? How in the world are you going to tell Apple to bring the manufacturing of their phones from Foxconn at 27 cents an hour to the United States and pay an American, what, 16, 17?
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, he's talking about putting a tariff on goods coming from China, right? Do you know what a tariff is?
A tax,
but it's a tax on who?
It's a punitive tax.
On who is the tax placed?
The consumer, us.
That's right. So anything that was a dollar under Trump will be $1.35.
Coming
your
from
iPhone,
coming from
your
China.
But,
yeah.
But you see the base he's catering to, the people
stupid.
That are...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid. I'm going to
be a little...
I think that's the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Trump has been Trump all his life.
All his life.
It's all about him. It's nothing about the people. And what get me are the people that's following him.
Right, the people that are following him are people that are healed, that are healed,
and tied.
That's what I'm saying. The people that are following him, and these are the folks. And then when you see how they act when they're with him, they care nothing about what this guy said.
You were throwing people out, and
pushing them around,
and cursing, and all of that.
Calling their names, and
get out. We are way off track.
It's become so infectious that a Secret Service person pretty much attacked and almost seriously injured a reporter.
Right.
What the hell?
Right.
And you work, and you are Secret Service, and you will act like that in that atmosphere? Really?
But also, too, the media plays a part in this because this is like entertainment to completely. Them.
Now, you notice that they've pulled back on doing everything Trump. They've pulled back a little bit on that.
And that's probably because of the Republican Party trying to shift gears here at this point. Somebody's saying, okay, we need you all to join us in some kind of way getting rid of Trump. That's what I think.
And in doing so, you are thereby undermining the whole purpose of democracy, aren't you?
Of course, but I mean, they don't care about that.
But see, when you look back farther enough, you look back far enough, the Republican Party has had conflicts within the party since moral majority, since the 1970s. When the Christians began to reassert their right for the party to stay to its foundings. And that's when the conflicts, but they've been subtle, early, gotten more and more increased over the years. Moral majority, then the Christian right, and then the Tea Party. The Tea Party, believe it or not, are mostly evangelical Christians. The reason why I know that because I happen to be a member of the Tea Party.
Okay.
So the fact of the matter is that...
Who didn't know that?
But the conflict, but they say, listen, the foundation were biblical. And the only way
America works is
not.
Let him finish the argument.
Now you got establishment types who are conservative sake. They just say that conservative ideas, provably, any state you want to visit, every city you want to Google, they do better with conservative ideas than do with liberal ideas.
No, that's Chicago.
Let's talk about Flint, Michigan.
That's not true.
That's
under a Republican governor.
Under the last 20 or 30 years, and mostly Democrat.
He's a Republican. No, we're not talking about 30, 40 years. We're talking about right now.
No, but look.
And that happened within the last 2 years. Under a Republican governor.
I understand it, but what I'm saying is that what
and now he has the audacity to ask the taxpayers to pay for his legal fees.
Yeah.
Legal expenses. So what's biblical about that?
If he's office holder and he's sued based on something that he's doing in office, well, then the public do take that task.
Unless he did something.
He had a personal criminal. Like Hillary.
He's a criminal.
Like he committed crimes.
Okay, wait.
Let me say, for the fund his fees for Whitewater, this is what he did personally. They remember that
he had changing the subject.
No, my point is that.
So let me ask this question. Let me ask this question. You think the taxpayer should pay for his legal expenses
because,
in this situation?
If he's doing something office, that is a taxpayer expense. If he's doing
let me ask this question this way: if you were drinking contaminated water.
And you think
the governor or whoever is responsible, you will pay their expenses, their legal fees for damages, you know, that have occurred to you?
Emmett is correct by the letter of the law. He is correct.
Right.
Because
it did
happen while he was in office.
Exactly.
So the taxpayers
But a decision that he made and he was cognizant of and kept going with that.
Yes.
And hid it from the public. That's criminal.
That is criminal.
I'm going to tell you something that was told to me. Ignorance is when you're doing wrong.
Has the crime been committed? Has it been charged?
You're doing wrong and you don't know you're doing wrong. Stupidity is when you're doing wrong and you know you're doing wrong and you keep doing it.
AKA
the problem was he acted in a stupid manner. He knew it was wrong and he continued it. And can still continue. And with him continuing to do that, what he is doing, it does not become something lack of little knowledge. It becomes something that he is very aware of. And to this point now, it is actually criminal.
Yeah. You made the decision.
This has been over 20 months.
You made the decision to take the democratic authority away from the local government. That's number one.
In three situations.
And switched, and then you made a conscious decision to go from one water to another kind of water,
right,
and poison.
And to poison.
And to poison those people. And then you had knowledge of that. Okay, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen evidence for that. I've heard the accusation, but I haven't seen the evidence
of
that.
Of course you've not seen the evidence, because when it comes to facts and reality, you don't live here at all.
And look, let's settle one rule here. This country was also founded on separation of church and state.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm what sorry. You now, believe, the Constitution is not founded
what you
on
believe.
It's not founded. I'm
well,
sorry.
The founding fathers were not Christians, okay?
Look at
either one of those, and none of them were Christians. They were atheists, okay?
No, you could come to this country
and have freedom of religion,
regardless of what kind
not
of religion.
Just Christian.
It's a simple way for you Google www.thomas.gov.
Who wrote that?
You can look at the original documents.
And who's
original
the
writings.
Author of that?
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I'll tell you.
You
website.
Can go in the Library of Congress.
And you have to look at the original documents. It will show the original letters, writings, and everything. Right there. No.
Right.
It's right there.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get back on track. Today's phrase break is "Still Say Thank You" by Smokey Norville. Sponsored by As We Grow Academy in Richmond.
Ooh, I got to give me some more water. It's getting hot
in here. We done straight off course several times. We done straight off
course.
I know.
Jason Jr. is enrolled at As We Grow Academy and loving it. What are we going to do for the summer?
He's staying with you, honey.
And lie as you tell. You have to get up out of here.
Well, you know they offer before and after school transportation and an awesome summer program with 2 weeks free. We should pre-register and get a spot, and you should pay today.
I will. www.asbegrowacademy.org. 804-231-2121. 1731 Wall Street, Richmond, Virginia, from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday.
804 and the second semester is approaching. Have your child's grades been affected by behavior problems? Are you tired of calls from the principal and frequent suspensions? Get your child back on track before it's too late. Counseling and school programs in the home and community. Give Ms. Thomas a call today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School and Counseling Services, 804-321-2595.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Give them a call at 844-321-1010.
Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where Eagles so call Ms. Thomas today.
Sanders was contrite after former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's landslide victory in the South Carolina primary. In an appearance on Meet the Press, Sanders corrected host Chuck Todd, who offered the admitted Democratic Socialist lost every segment of the African American electorate. Sanders quickly responded, "No, that's incorrect. We won rather handily. Among black idiots too stupid to realize I've been lying to them." At least somebody felt the burn.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. Brought to you by Urban Picks, America's first online streaming service dedicated to African-American movies and entertainment. Go to UrbanPicksNow.com. Urban Picks, black movies, black entertainment, black on demand.
And I've had pain. Heart has been broken, and my life has been strained. I've had sins.
Big John Trimble here to invite you to listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you'd like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's jazz program coming up. Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, let me say this up front. I am not voting for Trump, okay? I am not voting for Trump. However, I am glad he is shaking things up.
Thank you.
Because we are long overdue for a shakeup in our government and our political system altogether. And let me start by saying this. Do you all understand this delegate thing? I have read several times, and it's just crazy. The Republicans have one set of rules, and the Democrats have another.
Yes.
Now, how crazy is that?
No, that's not crazy.
Why do you say that?
Because you're the Democratic Party. You set your own rules.
Okay.
But if we have supposed to have one government, why are there two separate rules? That's the part.
Same thing. We got two separate parties.
Yeah.
I disagree with y'all on that.
I'm so glad to hear. This is my day.
Oh, yeah. Thank.
See, Hillary, and Bernie, and all the other candidates say, "Hey, tell them to black folk, I'm protecting you people from that ugly system up there. You know, they got it rigged against you." And everybody say, "Okay, protect us." And guess what? Just yesterday, Bernie wins Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the delegate. The system is rigged for whoever.
It's whatever
the party bosses want. Okay. Now, how can he win majority of the vote in the Democrat primary now? They wouldn't want to protect us from the system?
Because it's
but we got to read in case we want our person.
Let me ask you a question.
How can Republican
governors and Republican legislators gerrymander districts in their states to keep them in power? How do they do that?
Mm-hmm. No, that is to the winner goes the spoils.
No, as you just know, because that's one of the things that we've been, that one of the problems we've been having here, even here in the state of Virginia, because what they did was they gerrymandered districts.
There's a difference between gerrymandering districts and redrawing districts according to the demographics.
These folks are looking
at the demographics and drawing the lines around it, so they've got the people more in line with them to keep them in power.
Exactly.
That's a very big difference.
That Bobby Scott in is a primary example. Mm-hmm. Then when you go to vote, have you ever noticed that Bobby Scott for years has ran unopposed?
Right.
Why? Because they changed the demographics around,
but,
and the districts.
But with that, we've got an additional delegate going to Washington, D.C. We created a difference, an additional seat for us.
Well, let me go back to my point. I still think that there should be one system, Republican and Democrats, and such that we, the voters, understand it. It's just crazy. It's crazy that you vote and then you got to worry about the delegates. I mean, when they were talking about, I think it was the Iowa caucus, and one was in this corner, another was in another. That's crazy.
And then Hillary won by 6 flips of the coin, and all of them fell in her favor.
Don't celebrate about your party. Y'all are not doing all that great.
Iowa.
Think about this. Trump has won 14 states.
Legitimately.
And he and Ted Cruz are like 100 delegates apart.
Yeah.
And Cruz has only won like maybe 4.
Okay, but honestly,
so how is that fair?
I'm going to add to that. Before the last caucus was done, out of all the states that Donald Trump had won, he was only 87 delegates behind Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And know what? And this is what they were saying. They was asking Marco Rubio not to get out of the race because if he gets out of the race, then his delegates would lean more towards giving it to Trump than giving it to Cruz.
The
Republican Party.
Are you sure you said it right?
The Republican Party is asking Cruz and Marco Rubio not to get out of the race.
Well, I heard they were asking Marco Rubio to get out of the race.
Some people were asking him to get out.
No,
the conservatives, the establishment conservatives, was asking him to get out.
Okay.
But for the most part, they didn't want him to get out because what they'll get ready to do is when they go to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
Their intentions is to have a broker.
That's what annoys me as a Republican.
They're afraid of losing the votes that Trump has acquired.
They want Marco Rubio because you understand, Republican establishment is what I call Democrat light. Okay, Democrat light. The same screw system that the Democrat system has down with these delegates. They try to impose that in the Republican Party. But we don't stand for that crap in the Republican Party.
Y'all already
Who's the we of which you speak, brother?
Huh? What's
or are you speaking French?
What I'm saying, we do not accept that. You know what happened to, the senator we had? What's his name?
Eric Garner.
Eric Cantor. He could try to treat it like Democrats treat their people. He will say one thing, come to Richmond, saying, well, they go and do something else. You don't do that to us. You do it to Democrats. You don't do it to us. So we got to.
But that's why y'all got Trump. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's why y'all got Trump. Because the people that are voting for Trump, just what they said, they don't want you all in the way you all been treating them.
That's why
you all are on an
impact. We didn't like you anyway because the way y'all been treating us. And now you're treating your conservative party members, you're treating them the same way as you have been treating a Democrat. So what's happening now is the people they are sick of it. That's why they said we are tired of the establishment because
the Democrats haven't done anything either.
Wait a minute.
Don't just point your fingers at the Democrats. You point your fingers at your own party. Because you all haven't done anything either. That's why that.
They blocked the president on anything he tried to do.
What do you propose?
And let me say this: when you all praise a president, you all skip all over Bush and go straight to Reagan?
Yep.
Why is that?
Because Reagan was the first one to come along
lunch.
Don't bring that up. Talking about Reagan.
Reagan was what Republican Party back. Because Operative Reagan, when Nixon,
okay, so what happened after he brought it back? Who was in office after that?
Huh?
No. Who was in office after that?
I mean, Republican?
Republican. The next Republican
his vice president, George Bush first. George Bush was the
okay,
next
Bush,
one.
Okay, Bush. Right. That's what I just said, Bush.
He began to go with the Democrat light again. Okay, leave my lips, no new taxes. He gets in there. And guess what? Raise tax with the Democrats.
He couldn't help
you out of there.
He couldn't help
you. Don't treat us like
you
treat Democrats. Democrats like to be taken care of by the government. Lied to you about the government, whatever.
Didn't Reagan also raise taxes at least once?
Several times.
More like at least three times?
Right. Several times.
So really, brother, the myth is over. Wake up. Smell a coffee.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Real brother on line one. How are you, friend?
Doing good. I hope you guys are doing well as well.
We're doing fine. I'm just checking on you because you told me that, you know, we need to feel the burn. So what happened last night with Minnesota?
Well, okay. Hillary got 68 delegates. Bernie got 65.
Who actually got the state?
Yeah.
Bernie got burned.
That's right.
But that's what I'm saying. This delegate thing is crazy, and it makes no sense to me. I mean, Republican
well,
side and the Democrat.
Well, let me tell you what happens with the delegates. See, now, in other states, they gerrymander. So what the gerrymandering means is you take all the white districts and you break them up into 50 different districts. And then you take all the black districts and you make them one district, and that way you win all the elections. But Detroit has been black for so long that black people are so spread out that the racists only live in one district, and they only get one or two different districts, whereas the black districts cover the whole state. So that's why the only way that a Republican can win is if the racists don't vote and the white supremacists don't vote. I mean, the racists vote for the Republican and the white supremacists don't vote at all. Then that's how you get a win. What happened in this primary is a lot of Bernie's an independent. Bernie's not a registered Democrat. So a lot of independents and a lot of Republicans voted for Bernie, and that's how he got more votes. But it wasn't more delegates because he didn't get more seats.
Socialist.
Yeah, yeah. He caucuses with the Democrats. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He's an independent.
I know he's an independent, but in this race, he's considered Democrat.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But you understand what I'm saying,
right, though. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, the independents voted for him, and the Republicans voted for him, because the Republicans know that he's a socialist, and they'll be able to destroy him and say he's a communist and a Marxist.
It's amazing that line even still works today.
Right. Well, it does work, because people don't care about that. They just care that he's white, you know?
With fear-mongering. Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, that's all it is.
It's fear mongering.
He calls himself a socialist.
Yes, that's
he calls himself a socialist. So, I mean, what's the fear mongering?
It's the connotation that socialist has,
yeah, exactly,
too. It's not just the
it's
word.
It's a failed ideology.
Actually, Democrats
it's not
a failed
ideology.
Democrats
have kind of pushed it for the past 60 years.
It's not a failed ideology. That's
it's
thing
a totally
Medicaid,
failed
Medicare,
ideology. You can't name a single successful socialist state.
Go ahead, real brother.
For me, I just feel that the reason that Bernie Sanders, they want Bernie Sanders to run is because people don't like Obama. Now, the people that voted for Hillary last time, they're voting for Bernie this time. Now, Bernie is a white supremacist like Hillary was in 2008. And Bernie doesn't have any arguments. Bernie got mad when Obama was successful.
That's not true. That's not true. If you look back and look at his past, he has done some things with blacks, as far as civil rights is concerned, in
that's
his early days.
And he had more than young vote. He had more than young vote.
That's not true. There's not one white supremacist back in 1960 was marching for civil rights.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. What has Hillary done lately that we can actually pinpoint that she's done?
Good question.
For African Americans.
Yeah, she said that she's going to follow Obama.
Saying and doing are two different things, real brother.
No,
you got to be in a position to do something.
Saying and doing are two different things.
That's unfair, Tanya.
No, it's not. And you know what? I am tired of the talk.
White people like you that don't support her. Because
she ain't done nothing
what Bernie's saying.
She's a liar.
Yeah, she's a liar.
Okay, end the story.
Obama's
a liar.
Anybody
who's not lying, the guy go there and ask
why. Politicians.
You guys don't support Hillary is proof that Hillary has changed her tune. She's Obama now.
Okay, I'm going to take it a step further there. What has President Obama done for black people since he's been in office?
Thank you.
That you can pinpoint. Okay, and don't get happy.
President Obama. Can I answer? President Obama ended the myth that black people were inferior and nobody black could be president. That's what President Obama did for us.
Yeah, brother, that's a weak response, and you know it.
And that's the best you can do.
Weak.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And we're supposed to be happy about that and put Hillary in office, and we sit back for the next 4 years for nothing happen for us.
No, no, everything happened. You just didn't want to take advantage of it because you wanted somebody else to be president.
Go ahead.
No, it's not. I voted for President Obama. Okay, you and Emmett on the same page today trying to get my blood pressure. Y'all on the same page today.
The people that supported Bernie, the people that supported Ron Paul and Mitt Romney, no, you couldn't take advantage.
Okay, let me tell you, when I voted last week, I did vote for Bernie. I did. I voted for Bernie because I am not feeling Hillary. I'm just telling you straight up. I'm not.
So
you can have y'all can have Trump. Who you gonna vote for?
And you didn't vote for
anybody on the other side.
He gonna still lose.
You gonna vote for Trump,
real brother? Tell everybody to see your show.
All right, they can listen to the show and view it on YouTube on Monday in the morning. On the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, morning 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Hey, real brother, yeah. Don't vote for Trump, man, okay?
No, we're not going to vote for Trump. We're going to vote for Hillary because she's going to continue Obama's policies while you guys are mad for another 8 years.
I'm not jumping on that about that.
Travis,
thank you, there, brother.
What you got to tell your real brother?
They're going to be miserable for the next 65 years.
Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the darkness has taught us.
On Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
You're listening to AM/FM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
This is Famous Brown, and I want to tell you about the brand new Hall Street Mini Mart. They're located at 1314 Hall Street, and we call it the little store with big deals. Now, Easter is right around the corner, and Hall Street Mini Mart just got a shipment of ladies' pocketbooks in different beautiful colors for Easter, along with a brand new shipment of men's suits, shirts, ties, and bow ties. So stop by Hall Street Mini Mart and get something special for Easter. If not for you, then for that special.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia at 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I'm trying to get focused here. We're talking about the president and appointing someone.
We're going
to
blame Real Brother for that.
Yeah, but let me go back to one thing with regards to the primaries. And Hillary looks to be the, you know, far as in the lead, and probably she will be the nominee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what are you going to do
then? I bet you the Republican Party wish they had super delegates too right now.
You're right. Unfortunately, I agree with that.
Well, what I am going to do, we were talking about the delegates and all of that. I found an article that does a very good job, explaining it. I'm going to put it on my website for people to read. Because that's one of the things, you know, we go out and vote and don't have a clue as to how these things work.
Right.
And we need to know as to when we're casting our vote and if, you know, they got delegates or how would that maybe turn out differently.
Right.
So I'm going to put that article on my site hopefully today so people can read about that. Also, too, another issue, the amount of money that's being spent in these campaigns. I read one article saying that up to about $5 billion. We're talking billions of dollars being spent on ads and other things, you know, groups and stuff.
You can't blame that on Trump.
Bush spent... in one state, $40 million
Obama spent about $1 billion for
right.
his election.
And also the super PAC. Why yeah. is it that it costs so much to put someone in office?
For a multi-trillion dollar economy and the most powerful guy in the world?
Yeah.
No,
a billion dollars?
No, that doesn't justify it. I'm trying to tell you.
We do not need the amount of money, all these debates.
That's determined
if anything,
by the marketplace.
You should already know something about the candidates that are running for office. We got the internet and everything. Read about it.
The media is making a killing.
53% of the people don't even have internet.
Why do we need to listen to all these and all this drama?
Because
you know, when we get the ad, that's my point.
Okay.
That amount of money can be spent for other things. Send it to Flint. Send it to redo schools. There's a whole lot of other needs that money can be spent for, opposed to all this campaign money and signs and posters and all that kind of stuff.
Let's understand something. When somebody's spending money on you, they're spending money for access to you and for their own personal interests. Okay, when one vote can make you $1 million or multi-million dollars for whatever policies I put in or what the lobbyists lobby for that's in my
and
interest.
Who do you think benefit?
Every last one of them.
Okay. The prime example, the Wall Street and the auto industry. How do you think that's probably how they got the money that they got? Because they paid for right. That's a problem.
That's not a problem. Yes, it's
yes, okay. I have a theory where
it's called one
as far
word,
as I'm
capitalism.
Concerned,
right.
Presidents are already selected. The amount of money that goes into a candidate's
well, that's even more
campaign,
reason why
campaign
we shouldn't have that.
The more
that
money
much
that's
money.
Spent, the more likely that person is to win. It's been the case up to this point. Trump would be an anomaly.
And see, Bernie's really against because he ain't got no money. He don't have no money.
He raised more money than anybody else.
He
raised
money, but he ain't got no money.
No, he doesn't have more money than anybody else. Don't try
that. But
he raised
more
money
than anybody else.
Yeah, he ain't got no money.
He raised more money than anybody else.
No.
Because he has
campaign money, but he ain't got
no
money.
I mean campaign
money. Not super PAC.
No, he has people donating to him.
Right.
Whereas most other folks, except for Trump, have super PACs that are doing stuff on their behalf.
But I got a question, though. Is the money that they give out like that, is that tax deductible?
Yeah. It is, and it can, and there's a way for it to go.
Right, it goes through a federal bureau.
As a matter of fact, someone was just covering this about Rand Paul. A lot of the money that was sent to him towards the end of his campaign, or shortly before he stopped campaigning for president, that ended up going for ad buys, so he can retain his seat in the state that he's representing. And I don't remember where is he representing.
Kentucky.
Yeah, the money that was being sent for the purpose of him being a president. That stuff ended up getting funneled off to retain his seat.
That's the corruption right there.
Yeah.
When you can spend that kind of money and then write it off your taxes, that's corruption right
No, that's
there.
Not. It's called free speech.
Free speech, Mike?
It's called free speech.
No, it's not. No.
You decide to take your money.
Who died at a hunting resort under mysterious circumstances, and the family don't want to do an autopsy on him? Really? Really?
Well, I look at Obama for that.
You blame who?
You look at that Supreme Court who made that decision so that they could do that and get away with it.
Yeah.
That's who you're going to look at.
Right. Yeah. Well, once again, I'm going to post the article with regards to the PACs and super PACs as to how that works as well. Because these are things, once again, we need to understand how it works because the mainstream media is not going to give it to you. Well, they're not going to talk about it.
That's what the mainstream media is for. They're for the liberals. They're for Democrats. Mainstream media
but
is
aren't
for
you
the
all
Democrats.
But wait on media as well, mainstream media?
Huh? Your candidates suck.
Yeah, I know it. So all of them.
They suck.
Look,
so it's
changed.
Not like
Republicans on the media?
I'm going to take a Republican mentality. Tanya, you had a flat tire on the way here, and it's Obama's fault.
They blame him for everything. They blame him for everything.
If I signed that Affordable Care Act, you wouldn't have needed a plug in your tire.
But it's Obama's fault, though. Okay, don't forget, now, no matter what happens.
So it's Obama's fault as well that Trump is leading?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got it, okay. So like I said, I'm going to put that on my website as well, with regards to PACs and Super PAC as to how that works.
But then there's also the question of Ted Cruz. It's still not a question in my mind about his eligibility to be president. He was not born on U.S. soil.
Right. John McCain was not either.
No,
but
John McCain
was territory.
John McCain was a territory
of the United States.
Under our control.
So you and your wife go to Paris for a weekend. The baby, drop a baby. The baby's not American. Huh?
No.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Where was the American? What was the baby born?
But the parent was American.
It doesn't matter.
So they were living in Canada.
His mother denounced her citizenship before he was born. Before she moved.
If a person has a child on a USS on a U.S. aircraft carrier, no matter where on the planet that it happens to be, that's still U.S. sovereign territory.
That's not going to be an issue.
No, it's completely an issue.
No, it's not.
You're going to see it. We'll
try to bring it up.
I think that's Trump's whole card.
That's his whole card.
Right. Completely. He's getting rid of Marco Rubio.
Yep.
And he's going to do Ted Cruz next, and that's going to be the whole card right there.
Because he cannot be
y'all
president.
Got Trump.
That's why he backed
he
away
be
from
president.
It.
Right.
He was not born on U.S. soil.
Or if he is the nominee, you can bet the Democratic nominee is going to hone in on that.
See, the only reason why I'm concerned about Trump is because I don't know how committed he is to to conservative principles.
Yeah.
The only thing that works.
There's no question about that.
No. That's what I'm saying. So that concerns me. That concerns me a great deal. But here again, compare Trump to any of the two on the Democrat side. There's no, like, night and day.
No, there's no comparison. Trump.
There's no comparison. Hillary is a disaster. No, double disaster. And
the grown up in the room on the Republican side is John Kasich.
Yes. And you all.
Exactly.
Do not want him.
Wait
at
a minute,
all.
Don't want him.
No, because he's too Democrat like.
No, you were going to say too liberal. No.
He's too liberal. Exactly that, right. We don't need liberals. Liberal ideas don't work. Sorry, liberal ideas don't work.
The most recent Republican debate, it was an argument about penis size, and they did it after the black guy got out. What's good?
Come on.
What's good?
That's why our political system needs an overhaul. It does. Well, it does. And back to my point once again, all this money being spent because of what you just said, Ben, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, when
we got people that are hungry, need jobs, schools need
you're
to be
right.
revamped,
again,
that's money
I
that
say,
could be spent for things like that.
And it could have been done
and
had the Republican Party not blocked
all of
that.
They
control the Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have not allowed anything to go forward.
President Obama was
talking
elected
about. We're going to rebuild the country. Well, Obama been saying that since the day he was.
Wait a minute. This was
president.
A statement
they
made.
And then he began to go on his disastrous course.
This was a statement that the Democrats out of Congress and the Senate to shut him down. No. This was a statement that was made by the Republican Party
the night he got elected.
Yeah. They said that we're not going to vote for anything that this man put forth. Everything that he puts forth, we're going to block it.
Exactly.
And before his ideas was,
and they had already.
Right. He's campaigning on ideas.
How is that Christian like?
And then got to be a Christian.
Yes, it is.
Now it's not being Christian like.
If the guy got
when you shut things down before you even hear.
And look, Scalia wasn't even cold in the ground for that same senator. Scalia. Before they said, we're not going to let him appoint another judge. Because what we want conservative judges. I thought they were supposed to be just.
Scalia was a very good conservative judge.
He was a conservative judge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why do you want to have 5-4 on the same people that was obstructing him and his policies the whole 8 years?
He was also obstructing appointments to the courts.
They
want to put that kind of person on the Supreme Court system, too. They want to continue.
It's been 80 years since we had a Supreme Court decision pick during election year.
It's not
80
true.
Years.
It doesn't matter.
80
Jesus
years.
Jesus ain't been back
well,
for 2000 something.
I hope.
You
I
still
hope.
Hanging out waiting for it to happen, ain't you?
Let me read this text. Taylor says only Hillary can beat Trump.
It's been 80 years.
Only Hillary can't beat Trump?
Yes, she can.
Yes, she can.
Will beat Trump like
yes,
10 hours on
yeah,
one
yes,
Trump.
She can. I have to say she will.
He barely got a third of the Republican Party.
Right.
Yeah.
That means two thirds of the Republican Party do not support him.
If he is the nominee,
will you vote for him?
Of course.
He hadn't even made 50% of his own party.
I got a chart of a proven, to say what you want about his personal lifestyle.
A proven douchebag, yes.
But a proven leader,
fraud,
effective business person.
He's not effective.
And a Hillary who's never been effective in anything.
Let's understand something.
Hillary has not been effective in anything.
When he get up there,
he's got to
Congress,
name Hillary
accomplishment. Congress and them boys and them seasoned politicians going to run rings around him.
Yep.
He has no clue about what goes on in those in the parliamentary procedures.
He's going to have us in war like no other.
That's why he's going to appoint somebody such as
they don't have the authority.
Somebody in the system that understands that makes sense.
Someone in the system.
As a vice president.
So you actually trust him to have a conversation with Putin?
Huh?
That's better than Putin.
Obama had his mic on. He told Putin, hey, look, wait till the next election, man. I can't do it now. And guess what? We wait till the election. Putin making it look like an international clown out there. Okay. He made that boy so smooth, he don't even know what he's doing. He and Elise Iran and Cuba, they're making Obama an international fool on the world stage. I'm sorry.
What do you think is going to happen with Trump?
2 days before that agreement,
before he get out of office,
they had a campaign saying,
"Watch Venezuela fall,
death to America, death to America." 2 days before I agree, I signed the thing, let me sign it, I want a legacy.
It don't matter. The same people that's propping up those folk who are a minority, the people that live in Iran and some of these other places, are the same doggone people that's propping up Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They ain't saying nothing. And it's sure enough not telling the truth, because most of the people don't know it. You see what I'm saying? This man, 80 miles off of Ashore, they haven't talked to him in 60 years. He's opened it up. They're flying down there now. They've opened up commerce down there now, and it's off the charts. You tell somebody you done put together a coalition from around the world and stop these people.
Coalition do what?
A coalition for everybody to try to deal with these people and these nuclear bombs. And you talking about the man hadn't done nothing?
No,
the point is that he's on the level where we are not.
He says, if you use those weapons of mass destruction, guess what? We're gonna come after you. They use it. Okay, how about this plan? You know what I mean?
Who are you talking about?
So, the point is,
who are you talking about?
Obama. But the fact is, Hillary was the head of the state. I'm not following you either. She was the head of the State Department.
Right.
And all this stuff happened on her watch. So she
most of those things that happened on her watch happened internally in those countries. What happened in Libya? What happened in Egypt? What happened around the country? Were those people uprising against their own?
They were having civil war issues.
You hang up. What am I talking about?
That's what she can do.
That's civil war. He can't control that. You got to back up and let that house burn, baby.
You know what? I don't understand. You know the worst part is they want the Secretary of State to act like she's the president of the United States. Actually, like you said, the world.
The world. You can't do it.
And she cannot police. And the thing is, it is not the United States' responsibility to police the world.
I tell you what. We got to take a break. Black Talk Commentary, our friend Scotty Reed.
Clinton in the Deep South by voting for her in huge majorities in Mississippi. Early on, Clinton's strategy was to target the mothers of dead black children and recruit them as surrogates. The mothers of murdered teens, Trayvon Martin and Jordan Davis, have started to actively shield in the corporate media and act as attack dogs for the very woman who gave speeches calling their children super predators, which was widely known as racist right-wing talking points during the 90s, demonizing black children that continue to this day. It is understandable that these women are in pain trained and perhaps not fully informed about the woman they are supporting, but it is unforgivable that Clinton would exploit their pain for personal political gain. Hillary Clinton's heart has not changed, as evident by her angry responses to young black women who challenge her on her record of supporting the policies that have devastated black families. Black Lives Matter activist Ashley Williams of Charlotte, North Carolina, paid $500 to attend a closed-door meeting with Clinton and other donors, where she confronted Clinton about her racist language and if she would apologize for her support of race-based mass incarceration policies. Hillary Clinton did not apologize and stated, "No one has asked me that question." Perhaps motivated by Clinton's response to Ms. Williams, Don Lemon asked Clinton if the term super predator was racist code. Clinton still did not apologize for the offensive racist language she used to sell her husband's policies and dodged the question, stating she should have used different language, and then started talking about issues unrelated to the question about her use of racist code words. It is shameful that many of the black women throwing their support behind a woman who also once referred to single mothers as lazy people who don't want to work, sitting around collecting welfare, apparently they are not as informed on Clinton's record as they should be. Perhaps the tide is turning as Democrats get deeper into the primary season, with under 30 black voters in Michigan favoring civil rights veteran Bernie Sanders over the untrustworthy Hillary Clinton. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me and other independent media producers at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
This is Tanya Free. The Capital Area Health Network is Medicare and Medicaid approved. Caring and dependability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I've had several people to ask me to look into other parties outside of the Republican and Democratic Party, and I did. There are 41 other people that are running for office in the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Constitution Party, which I've never even heard of. And I'm going to put that on my site as well so you can see. And Van and I were just talking, why is it that there isn't a stage for them where we can hear their message?
They didn't pay for it.
Yeah, no money.
Well,
I
know. Bear in mind this. And don't let this be as deep as it may sound. We're living in someone else's reality, period. It's always a conflict between good and evil. There's always two people or two entities involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you bring in other stuff, then that clouds it. It'll make you maybe want to deal with an alternative. So as long as the alternative doesn't exist, I guess in your mind, or out there in the public in a public ether, then there's nothing to talk about.
Well, we're at a point where we want an alternative. We want an alternative opposed to the Trump and the Hillary.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So what is, like I said, once again, isn't it time to bring on the alternative?
And then that brings into the question of money and access.
Exactly.
Okay, if someone funded the Green Party or Constitutional Party or whatever other party, then they would have something to say. They would be out there. You could hear what they had to say.
I think people one of the reasons why they're probably not getting funded is because people don't know about it. Right, exactly. That's my point. Nobody knows about it.
But is there a problem?
And it ought to be a means where they can get their message out so that people can hear what it is they have to offer. That, you know, if I like this or like that, then we would do what donors are doing for Bernie, donating $27 or whatever the case amount is.
They can do the same thing Bernie did.
Part of the problem is there's no media attention.
Right.
And where there is no media attention, it's very hard and very difficult to get people to follow you and back you and hear your message.
That's what you do with money. Yeah. The money buys you media attention.
Do what Donald Trump did. He say everything crazy.
Free media attention.
It is their responsibility to bring their ideas into the marketplace.
Yes, but if those ideas can't be heard because they don't have any money to have it be out there.
Okay, but still their responsibility.
That's the end of the talk.
It is their responsibility, yes.
If you have an idea for a business, well, isn't that the government's responsibility to get your ideas to the marketplace? It's your responsibility.
Well, we got social media now, and I think social media.
And that's available to them.
Right. I'm an MC Hammer. He started selling his CDs out of the car.
Wow. Are you really equating a political process to a Negro selling CDs out of his car?
No, what I'm saying, he had to market himself first.
Well.
Then it didn't one thing went to another. You see what I'm saying?
And where is he now?
I am going to put that really on my site as well so people can hear.
What, MC Hammer?
At least look at who the candidates are. Okay, that's another thing. Because we do need, in my opinion, an alternative.
It's too late.
And let me get Scott on the phone. I'm glad he's on the phone because his commentary was right on point as to especially how I feel about Hillary. Hey, Scotty, how are you?
Oh, here we go.
I'm doing okay. I'm sorry if somebody don't want me to be honest.
No,
absolutely. Why do you think that, friend?
Bring it, Scott.
Well, anyway, I was calling in. First of all,
I was giving you a compliment on the commentary.
Yeah, greetings to everybody on the panel. How are y'all
Scott,
doing?
Hey,
greetings. That's good. The reason that I called in was your bringing up the point about third parties. You don't pay to be invited to a debate on CNN. Okay.
I didn't know that.
So, that is part of, we have to start looking at the corporate media as being part of the establishment.
Yes.
They are part of the establishment.
Right. They are.
And they work to limit the information that Americans have on everything, including these other parties.
Exactly.
It's been a very long time since I have voted for a Democrat or a Republican. The past four elections, presidential elections, I have always voted for a third party candidate because I just didn't like what either of those other candidates in those two parties were selling. Mm-hmm. And so, but, the whole system is corrupt.
Yes.
Tanya, you were talking about the Democratic Party. And I don't really have much praise for the Republican Party, but the truth is that their nominating process is more fair than the Democrats. When I hear Donna Brazile last night on CNN talking about how she hopes the Democratic nomination race continues on into the summer because she's a super delegate, and that means I'm going to get love. Well, that's talking about quid pro quo.
Exactly.
You're selling your vote as a super delegate based on what somebody offers you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And that's corrupt. And the Republicans, I think, have the more democratic process of getting a nominee.
That's the delegate process to prevent
a populist candidate like a Bernie Sanders from capturing the nomination. But in terms of these third parties, 2012, I voted for the Libertarian candidate for president, Gary Johnson. I had actually had an opportunity to interview his vice president. All right. And by 1 million people in North Carolina voting for Gary Johnson, now libertarians have access to the North Carolina ballot. Okay. And now we're seeing them put people in, you know, on the ballot for state house positions, for governor, for, you know, U.S. Senate and all those different things. So, you know, it is upon the people to take it upon themselves to educate themselves on what else is out there, mm-hmm. instead of allowing ourselves to be trapped.
And therein is the crux of the problem.
This game that the Republicans and Democrats play with the people. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about it. And so, you know, it'll just be interesting to see if Hillary wins the nomination because of MSNBC. It was a Wall Street Journal. It might have been NBC. They did a joint poll, and 33% of Bernie Sanders supporters say they will not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right. You got a lot of people feel like that. I feel like that.
Everybody feels
like
that.
I would vote for Jill Stein.
I don't feel that way.
Okay, of the Green Party.
I don't.
Just like I voted for Cynthia McKinney for the mm-hmm. Green Party right. in 2008. So I mean, it's just upon us. But as Black people, let me just give a quick plug for IamOneOfTheMillion.com, which is the website for 1 million conscious Black voters and contributors, which refers to Black business owners. What that movement is attempting to do is get Black people, just 1 million of us, mm-hmm. to come out of both of the parties and declare ourselves independents, unless we live in a state where it doesn't allow independents to participate in the primary contest. But but your mindset is as an independent, not a Democrat, not a Republican. What we're trying to do with this new movement is to create an institution similar to, let's say, American Israeli political action committee. Mm-hmm. When you have Jews who are a very small minority in this country, but they pool their resources and they get what they want from both Republicans and Democrats for Israel. Black people need to develop Absolutely. Similar strategies.
Yeah, that's
going to
be kind of tough.
Be
though.
Republican or Democrat. We have to be independent and be Black voters.
Scotty, I just want to ask you a question. As much as you appreciate the Democratic process that the Republicans are doing as far as their nominational process, the delegate process, how would you feel that when they go to the convention, how are you going to feel when they decide that they want to have a broker convention instead?
Well, again, I don't support either party. But if I was a Republican invested in voting in their primaries and Donald Trump was my guy and then we get to the convention and he's won all the delegates mm-hmm. from the people, right. all right, then I would be upset.
Exactly.
I would be very upset because now you have disenfranchised me as a voter.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
That has been discussed, though. That has that's been right. brought up that's possibly that could right. happen.
That's what
one of the reasons why they're a little hesitant to even entertain that is the fact that if they do that, the voters will be, like you said, PO'd and not come out and vote, and Hillary will win, or whoever
I
will win.
I think they will vote. I think they'll vote for libertarians.
Oh, you think they would do? I think people just won't come out.
I think some of them will come
some
out.
Some of us will,
and they
right.
will vote for libertarians, since libertarians are about small government and whatnot. I hope that they will still participate in the
Rand
process.
Rand Paul had to drop out because he didn't get no support from libertarians.
Right. Well, that's true. Rand Paul did not get no support, and I thought he was one of the better Republican candidates.
I did too. He made too much sense.
I did too.
And I loved his father. I loved when his father was running, Ron Paul.
I voted for his father.
I love Ron Paul.
But Scotty, let me say one thing. Bernie Sanders is an independent. So we have a third party.
Independent socialists.
We've got a lot of people who are. We've got a lot of people identifying themselves as independents.
He is one.
And we as Black folk, and just check the voting strength in Mississippi. You can't go out here with no independent thinking and independent party. It's a wasted vote. We've right. got to get the lesser of
that
two evils.
That is not what I'm saying.
Okay. That's all I'm trying to say is we've got to choose the lesser of two evils and try to snatch
no,
away.
No, we don't. No.
Either that or we're left out.
You said we need to become our own party.
Well, you can't be no own party. It's not enough of us.
Become independent.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we have to be an organized voting block.
We are an organized voting block. Just look at Mississippi last night. Look at Mississippi last night.
We're solidly in the Democratic camp. We're solidly in the Democratic camp.
That's the best one for us right now.
You're right. We are. We are.
That's the best one for us right now.
Well, that's what happened in South Carolina. That's why she's winning the South, Mississippi.
We are a black, a voting block.
Ask Tavis Smiley, a Democrat.
Well, just because we're voting in large numbers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Continue.
Well, I was just going to say, listen, like my uncle told me, the Democrats will give you crumbs. And like my mom said to him, well, ain't you tired of crumbs? How about some steaks?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And so, again, what the 1 million conscious black voters and contributors is trying to do is pull together enough registered black voters. We ain't even trying to get them all. Start now. We're just trying to get 1 million and then grow it from there. And then the two parties will come to us or whatever party, whoever wants our black vote as an organized entity of black voters with our own planks and platforms, then they will come to us just like the Republicans and the Democrats go to AIPAC and ask the Jews, well, what do y'all want? What can we do for y'all? And we see what they get.
Yeah, but
billions of dollars for citizens who are not even U.S. citizens in Israel.
Yes.
That's what we need
Jews
to be
have,
doing, following
quite a bit more
their model.
Financial and political power than I sadly think black folks will have in this country.
See, we don't have vision. That's the part. That's the problem. We do not have
vision.
Well,
that's what we're attempting to do with this movement is lay out a vision because it's evident that our votes are taken for granted.
It is. You're right. Yeah. It is taken for granted. We do not ask for anything.
Who's going to lead that movement?
Well, we have a couple of scholars. Amafika, I have trouble pronouncing his name. He has an African name, but he's an African scholar. James Klingman, you may have heard of him. He wrote the book Black Economics or Blackonomics. And so these are people in professionals in the business community as well in the academic community. Please visit the website and get those questions that you may have answered at IamOneOfTheMillion.com. It's too late for us to make an impact on this election through that group, but what we're building for is the next election in 2 years, 4 years, because another problem with us as black voters is we take the midterms off.
Right.
And
I was going to ask you, are they acting
during
the midterms?
Has a Republican Congress right now.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay. So they are acting for the midterms as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was going to ask you, because that for me is a major impact.
Yeah, if you don't control Congress, then what
right.
you got?
Exactly. Scotty, tell everybody to listen to your show.
Please tune in to New Abolitionist Radio tonight on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for a conversation and information on 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Thank you all.
Thank you, have a great day.
Appreciate
the information.
Thank you, Scott.
Today's smooth jazz break is Blue Forces by Foreplay, sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors.
Taylors at 3200 West Broad has been catering to your needs for over 40 years. Custom-made suits, shirts, pants, coats, and more. Need that special outfit today? No problem. Visit their extensive selection of ready-made fashion and accessories for both men and women. The smart way to shop and a better way to dress. Mention Tanya Free and receive a 10% discount on your next purchase. That's Hong Kong Taylors, 3200 West Broad, 804-359-5444.
Now on your mobile device, on your computer, in your ear, and interactive. It's new, it's innovative, and it's on your mobile device. Android, iPhone, iPad, and on your computer. Take us wherever you go, because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
For a lot less than you might think, with Freedom Marketing. Text the word ADVERTISE to 63975 or give them a call at 844-321-1010. That's Freedom Marketing, 844-321-1010.
Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
It's South Haitian.
Okay.
Tanya, don't hurt yourself.
Calm down.
Wait, I'm going to share with our listeners what we were talking about. We were talking about far as your son, you said, was right. Stopped by a police officer in L.A.
LAX.
And the fact, and I brought up the fact, he should be able to go anywhere in the world, wherever he wants in the unit, anywhere, and not feel threatened that he's going to be pulled over by an officer because of the color of his skin.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I asked you, if you were bothered by that, had anything happened, and you were lukewarm.
I was
more concerned about black-on-black crime opposed to the fact that your son is racially discriminated and that when he walks out the door that he could possibly fall over or lose his life.
Yeah.
That's not an issue for you?
And the issue is that he...
No, to answer the question, is that an issue for you, yes or no?
It is an issue...
Okay,
it's an issue when a person is mistakenly stopped because they were looking for a black guy that looked like him, okay? Now, it was easy to clear it up because they could easily check the background to tell he wasn't who we were looking for. It was simple as that. Now, that can happen. But like I said, black people are getting upset over statistics. 1.5% of blacks arresting black folk get killed. 1.5%. 2% for white folk.
Okay,
well, more white folk getting killed situations like that.
No.
Here's my point. Until the black folk got a whole movement behind that, when 93% to 95% of blacks being killed as adults killed other blacks.
Well,
let's deal with that first before we deal with the other one-half stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Go ahead, Van.
In the cases that you stated about black folks killing black folks is one thing. That's not good either.
No.
But the folks,
95%.
In the cases where cops are shooting, killing unarmed black folks, the problem there is that they're authorized to do so. And I'm not authorized to kill him because I'm not a sworn officer of the law. No. That's the difference. Let me point this out.
It's not the fact of how many officers kill black folk, because a lot more of us are harassed, beat up,
a whole lot of things.
The problem is that they are not prosecuted for their indiscretions.
That's the problem.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you a little story. But I did a ride along with a police officer. It was one of the most terrifying things I ever done in my life. I was so glad to get out of that damn car. I ain't able to do. Look, that is a hard job.
That's true.
And any police officer that rolls up on the scene, you can't come up there acting like no Bonnie Fife. You got to come out there and discern and see what's going on.
Right.
Because as soon as you let your guard down, you can become a victim.
That's right.
I am not condoning the inappropriateness of some police officer's behavior. I'm not condoning that.
I'm not either.
And if we're going to fight for anything, it's not necessarily just the shootings and the killings unjustified.
Right.
It's the overall culture that you feel like you can ride behind me and pull me over and harass me.
If you got probable cause is a question.
Sandra Bland is a prime example.
Exactly.
When she was pulled over for failing to do a signal, and the officer pulled her out of her car because she didn't put her cigarette out. And then a day or so later, she dies in jail.
And he antagonized her once he pulled her over.
Right.
Explain to me why X, Y, and Z. He wanted an explanation. His response was, are you finished? Now you mess with somebody. Don't ask me how was that?
She emasculated the man in the car. You know she did.
The fact of the matter is, we can look at anecdotal situations and build a whole case out of it. That's the problem.
You don't have a problem with Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, and all of those things. Those incidents that occurred.
You don't have a problem with any of those.
You don't see that any of those persons could have been you or your son or anyone in your family.
Eric Garner's case in the guy that the liquor store got killed. In those kind of situations,
Michael Brown.
In other words, they were the process of committing crime.
They're not good examples.
Well, my son.
Sandra Bland. Let's go back to Sandra Bland.
And he was black and unarmed.
How do you feel that
that's
was justified? I mean, Sandra Bland.
No, here again. If the guy asked her to put out the cigarette. She didn't put out a cigarette.
She was not obligated to put her cigarette out. She was in her car. And if she went, I'm like this. If I'm in my car, I pay for my car. It's my car. My name is on my car.
You pay for the road you're riding on, too.
And if I decide that during a police stop that I want to smoke a cigarette in my car, I did not break the law. And he's not required to make me put my cigarette out. Now, she could have just cooperated and put her cigarette out. But if she decided that that was something that she did not want to do, she was not obligated to put her cigarette out. I agree with that. You can't justify him doing what he did. My whole point is
you cannot take anecdotal situations rightly or wrongly and say that, oh, we could build a movement behind this.
When we have it, black folks addressed
why 93 and 94 black folk killed another black folk.
We're going to talk about that. That makes no sense to me.
We need to talk about how they get off. How they get off of that. How you not get prosecuted for that.
That makes no sense to me.
What don't make no sense is that's how you get off. Because trust me, white folk killing white folks too. They always have.
And the police kill more white folk in those same situations than black folks. This is why. 2.5%
too. Yeah.
Double the black.
All right. Well,
now we don't talk about that either.
Let's get back on track.
We don't talk about that either.
We will.
Miara, you have a comment for us from Max Williams.
Yes, he says that Trump has explicitly disrespected Mexicans, Muslims, women, the disabled, and decorated war prisons of war and black folk on multiple occasions.
Yes.
Other than that, he has captured the hearts and minds of Americans that are so angry and they are lost all sense of reason.
He's captured the hearts and minds
of racists.
Of insecure white men.
Insecure white men.
Okay. And fools.
Exactly.
Well, I think he's captured the attention of folks that also to folks that when he says to take our country back.
Yes.
And when you say that, no, he's not talking about you.
He's not talking about you.
No, don't get happy. He's not talking about you. That term, take our
like
country
that.
Back.
Don't get happy.
If you read between them, that is very racist.
Oh, no.
That is very racist. Those are cold words.
That's a
those
fact.
Are cold, those are cold words.
No,
you know, white folks going to take their country back. Those are cold words.
We're going to make this country great again.
Yeah, and I'm disavowing.
Great again?
The country was great.
He
didn't
showed up, apparently. Denounce Duke. Those are cold words if you pay attention and listen to what he's saying.
Look. These are middle class white folk that were living high on the hog 5-10 years ago, and their jobs have been shut down and sent to Mexico.
Right.
Are you excited about that?
That's what has done.
Are you excited about that?
And they are. Well, you can't do it. His ties are made in China. He's bringing in people from Mexico to work in his hotels and things like that.
Yep.
So then he got these people there, and he's a multi-billionaire. Tell me something. We're going to take our
country. He's catering to their anger.
If he's not speaking for the Native Americans, he's full of crap.
He's a Pied Piper. He is awful.
He's catering to their anger and their
frustration.
And
he can't do nothing to help
all
them people. They function obsolete. They gone.
Okay. All right. Well, let me shift gears. Let me say one thing. We were going to talk about Jane Kelly, the judge that President Obama is looking to nominate. And as I was reading, looks like President Obama is looking at six candidates.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Accused of something else.
I'm sorry. Six candidates that he's looking at to particularly nominate, and two out of the six are African American. One is a brother and one is a sister. I'm going to put that article up on my website as well so you can see who the possible potential candidates are and get a little bit about their history. So a lot of the things that I've been reading, I'm going to put on the website so everybody can look and see, because a lot of times, like I said, once again, mainstream media will not talk about it and will not cover it, and things happen, and we do not know, and it just happened, you know, without us having any information as to what's in the works. So
I have always said that if they made slavery legal again, black folks wouldn't know until they showed up at the house with chains.
Yeah, and that's that.
Very
like they said, lack of knowledge.
It's all right,
people
doing
perish.
If you're locking up somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know how to stand together. If you're going against
true.
The Mexicans, or you're going
that
against this,
so
or you're going
true.
Against this, that, it's all right. It's like the brick in the crowd theory. Whoever gets
go
hit with the brick
what,
is the one that hollers.
It is
amazing that what we could do if we pull together and we join together.
That ain't going to happen.
But the problem is we have so much division. And I said this to somebody. I used to live in an apartment and... And across from my apartment, there was one car. It was six Hispanics living in one apartment. And they only had one car. And all of them that could get in that car would get in that car in the morning. And they would, I guess they would drive everybody to work. And then when they come home, all of them come home in that car. And they would go in that apartment.
And
it was six of them living in that one apartment.
You ain't getting in my 300.
I know. And look, and there was six of them living together, working together, going to work together, coming home together. And if they was in that apartment, they was pooling all of their resources.
It was
like
pretty
that.
Much like
right.
that when you was a child, too. All y'all got in that same car. What's
oh,
wrong
you know,
with you?
I know. And the fact is, but
didn't
the thing is,
that.
I got it good now because all of us got our own car.
Yeah, we could have done that. What?
Yeah,
but I'm saying, but they work together.
Yeah. Right. And that's what
they're in a different kind of situation than us. They come here, they look out for each other. Mm-hmm. They got their own underground railroad going on.
They open stores, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, the convenience stores in our neighborhood. They open the stores, and let me tell you what they do.
Where are they getting the grants from and the money from to do that?
Not necessarily.
No, they pull together. What they do,
I'm going to tell you what they do. They open the store. When that store gets good, they go over the other side of town. They open another store, and then they bring their relatives in to run the store that they got going good. Mm-hmm. And they go and open another store. So
we go up in there because I get my lottery ticket, chicken wings.
Hey, look, I go in my me too. Same thing. I'm with you, bro.
Okay, let's shift gears.
That is so telling.
I know, man. Go on.
Brothers opening on those stores in my area.
And
sell no Chinese food.
That's why there's so many people named Patel.
Okay, we're
going to
shift gears.
I saw we changed that subject.
That's all right. All the way on the other side.
Truth be that way, y'all.
We're going to talk about condoms. I guess when I said sex, that's what I was looking at, thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, a school district in San Francisco is thinking about passing out condoms to, I think it's middle school kids. And people are not real happy about that.
No, because America's full of a bunch of puritanical voyeurs.
Okay, we know how you feel about it. A school district in San Francisco will reportedly permit the distribution of condoms to middle school students without parental consent if deemed appropriate by a nurse or social worker.
Actually, they already passed it.
Okay.
They said in a statement released Tuesday, the school district noted that the middle school students can receive condoms from a school nurse without parental consent.
What do you think about that? Do you think that should be allowed?
No, because one of the issues is what's going on. What's been going on for a while now is the local governments, city governments, have been taking away parental's authority over their children. So what happens is now is they take away this authority, and then when the parents try to implement their authority over the child goes, I'm going to call 911. I was just talking to somebody about that today. They say, I'm going to call 911. And what these young people don't understand is when you call 911 about anything, they may arrest the parent, but the parent, they'll release the parents under their own reconnaissance, and the parents will come back home. But what they're going to do is they're going to take you, the child, out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But the government don't want you. The city government don't want you. They want you to be with your parents.
Right. Okay. Hold that thought for a minute. We got to take a break.
After former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's landslide victory in the South Carolina primary. In an appearance on Meet the Press, Sanders corrected host Chuck Todd, who offered the admitted Democratic Socialist lost every segment of the African American electorate. Sanders quickly responded, "No, that's incorrect. We won rather handily. among black idiots too stupid to realize I've been lying to them. At least somebody felt the burn.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. Brought to you by Urban Picks, America's first online streaming service dedicated to African-American movies and entertainment. Go to UrbanPicksNow.com. Urban Picks, black movies, black entertainment,
America's getting
black
fatter,
on demand.
According to latest statistics revealing that 38% of adults are obese and approximately 17% of children and adolescents from the age 2 to 19 years old are obese. Being obese increases the risk for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke, among other health issues. So check with your doctor for a regular exercise routine and a healthier diet. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network. The heart.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Read about the black woman who said that Bill Clinton is the father of her son. Read about what's going on with the new Creighton Court redevelopment. The Shadow returns in this issue. And also, read our black history stories. This and much more is in the latest edition of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Now, you can also read it online by going to heartandsoulofthecitynewspaper.com or either go to WCLM radio website. The Heart and Soul newspaper, the little newspaper with the gray big old
name. Rough night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. Again, 800-605-4650.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Dr. Robbins, you made a really good point during the break.
The board, that board in approved the expansion of giving middle school children access to condoms. But here's the thing. Let's say the school wants to take a child on a field trip. They have to get consent from the parent to take a child on a field trip. Now, if my child had to get a consent from me, a consent letter signed by me to go on a field trip,
mm-hmm.
then what's the difference in between that field trip and giving them condoms?
Insurance liability.
Yep.
That makes sense.
And it's better for them to have access to a condom than have them become pregnant, get infected with an STD, so on and so on.
But they haven't been doing anything at all.
Well, hold on. What you have business doing different and what world, you do friend. Do is a whole different thing.
Different world.
Completely.
I agree.
So
and they are so far ahead of us. and we are not catching up. We want to still control, and you're still missing it. We missing it.
I do want to make a suggestion to the panel and all the listeners. Run, don't walk, go see Michael Moore's new movie, Where to Invade Next. I cannot recommend it highly enough. The difference in culture and what goes on in other parts of the world as far as incarceration goes, education goes, sexual education especially, is it's literally a galaxy apart. And the underlying theme to all of these situations is that they've taken ideas from the United States mm-hmm. and they've implemented them. Yet, we've not done the same for ourselves.
Right.
One of the things
with Bernie Sanders talking about, the medical system, mm-hmm. that's how they do it in Europe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but see here, Obamacare is actually, that was stolen or annexed from the Heritage Foundation, a conservative group that wanted almost a single-payer health system like they had under Mitt Romney in Massachusetts. But when this brother shows up and tries to implement it, that's the problem.
It was not the same thing.
They were close enough.
It was not the same thing. Since Democrats don't have any credibility.
You got to look at...
Since Democrats don't have any credibility themselves, what they do is take some fundamentals or some good ideas that the Republicans come up with and then twist it. And pervert it and then say it out.
It wasn't allowed to be.
It said
it out.
It wasn't
allowed
to be. They didn't implement it. They tried to get himself to secure the credibility to say, hey, this is what y'all got.
Did they implement it?
They're going to repeal and replace Obamacare with what?
First of all, they're going to eliminate the cross state. So increase the competition so that you can buy in Mexico.
What's stopping them from doing that now?
Yeah, exactly.
A tough state law. New York, for instance.
What's stopping them from doing that right now?
The states tend to resist. Like New York, one of the toughest state for companies to get into. So and it's a Democrat-controlled state.
Let's understand.
So the fact of the matter,
it's an insurance industrial. They don't want to do that because they lose money.
One
of the benefits of having Obama in charge the last 7 years that we've taken over most of the states.
Insurance companies who's got the money.
So we've been able to erase the competition among companies in various states.
And I'm glad you said
that. So that's
going to
bring the cost. The second thing.
But look at Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, I've taken that over. No. But look at the people there. So yes. Anyway.
No, but Obama's only been there a couple years. Who's been in charge for the past 15, 20 years?
The Senate and the Congress.
Detroit used to be the richest city in the world for one time.
And it took Obama to save them.
Democrats
have
been in control of that for the past 30 years. Ran the thing in the ground, just like Flint, Michigan is in the ground. Anything Democrats have control of for the past 15, 20 years.
All right, let's get back to the actual.
The problem comes on the scene. Get it fine.
Okay. We got a few minutes, guys. Let's get back to the topic with regards to the schools and the condoms. I'm going to let Miera read the comments from our listeners.
Okay. Patricia Johnstone said, we feel parents should be the one to discuss with children and give the okay. I talked to all three of my children around the age of 6, and they're all grown, and I'm not a grandmother. So there's not learning about it at home. Let the school teach them.
Okay.
And Tally Heckert said, mine as well. Hard to find kids not getting it on. They will do what they want to do.
Yep.
Yeah. And you were talking about at 11 years old. That I'm just surprised. I didn't know it was that early. Well,
you remember when Clinton was doing his little thing and they had the kids literally in elementary school doing something that he and Monica Lewinsky were doing? Remember that?
No,
he was setting an example. The kids said, hey, I'm still burning. That was happening all over the country.
She was a grown woman.
That was happening all over the country.
You know what I got issues with? I'm going to tell you what I got issues with.
Hold on.
I am so tired.
One at a time, y'all.
I am so tired of Republicans or so-called conservatives blaming Democratic presidents for all the problems that's going
on.
You know what the old saying goes? While you pointing the finger at other people, one finger, you got three or four fingers pointing back at you. And the problem is nobody's taking responsibility for their own actions.
One thing we need to pay attention to, every child, young people out here now, with the way that our families have been decimated, have the luxury of being able to go home and tell them what they're hurting me with, what they're confronted with, what they're going through.
That's right.
And the peer pressure that goes along with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
They don't have mama, I need, no.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, now, but here again, we got to admit, what happened to the black family? Democrat policy.
Yeah, okay.
Through the welfare system.
I told you.
Through the welfare system.
Let me do this.
I agree with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
I think the Democratic Party has done more to make us as black folk a dependent
Absolutely.
Culture. Because of the giveaways
That's
and
right.
the expectation that I'm going to give you something.
That's right.
What you going to do for me?
The more
this is what Bernie Sanders is
money.
Doing. I'm going to give you. You're free. They're free.
Exactly.
We have not done what we can do for ourselves.
Exactly.
If my child is out there messing up, don't call the police.
Okay,
but
we got a few more comments. Anonymous said, no, we don't need to encourage sex. We need to encourage abstinence.
Yeah, good luck right. with that.
Okay, Robert Brown said there are more than 249,000 babies born to adolescent girls in the U.S. The school must play a role in teaching responsible
yes.
behaviors.
Without a doubt.
Yes. If parents were doing their job, the schools wouldn't have to.
What parent?
You assume with that statement
now,
that the parents
know
themselves.
Now, they doing this in San Francisco. Just to let you all know, in San Francisco has the highest STD rate.
Yeah, give them two, three
United States.
Okay. Democrats okay. in charge of sepsis.
Right. But it's also one of the most liberal-minded cities in
fault
the country.
That the STD rate in San Francisco is high. Yeah,
it's, the
saw,
it's the culture that Democrat policies.
Hey,
is
man,
the
people
culture
blaming
Democrat
Democrats for everything.
Okay.
There's
right,
a
okay.
spot on this rug. And it's a Democrat fault, too.
Yeah, and more Democrats than the Republicans.
Okay, all right, hold on, y'all, hold on. Let me finish reading the comments.
All of damn Democrats.
Let me finish reading the comments. Grace said, make me uncomfortable for middle school, but I understand so. So glad you're back this week. Thank you, Grace. We appreciate that. Let me see who else has a comment with regards to this topic. I don't trust public schools with their liberal and anti-moral views.
Thank you.
Okay, that must be you.
That
was Russell.
A born-again Christian went ahead and committed war on a country that had nothing to do with why we went to war in the first place.
Hey, say it again.
I'm not going to say it again.
He was a Republican, wasn't he?
It's the evangelical Christians that support a scoundrel like Trump.
Evangelical Christians that support
evangelical.
And the war.
Hold on, y'all.
I always said the worst thing that happened to Christianity was Christians.
Okay, hold on. Michael said, yes, even though I believe it is the parents' responsibility. Thank you. He's glad we're back. Thank you, Michael. Phyllis said, yes, it could save lives, STDs, unwanted pregnancies. Okay.
That's practicality. That's what's up.
It doesn't.
And Phil Booth said, no, parents' job. I agree, too. I think it's the parents' job as well.
Yeah, but are the parents going to take the responsibility to do that? Mm-hmm.
Most parents don't have children.
Everybody don't have parents like what y'all talking about.
The kind of parents. Not the kind of
parents. Don't have that. What about those folks?
Okay, wait a minute. Griff said this is a sign of the times when schools are forced to raise and educate our kids. That's a real problem.
That's true.
And feed them.
You're right, Griff, but that is really very unfortunate. Marianne said middle schools is too early, in my opinion. I agree with you. By the way, listen to your show. Listen to your jazz. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And let me see. January said unfortunate necessity. And Brandy said yes. I think that one of the things is it is unfortunate that the schools are raising our children at this point.
It's been that way for a while.
Yeah, and that is very unfortunate. And I think a lot of that comes from parents working two and three jobs.
Government overreach.
Trying to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And I say that from the standpoint, I know how that feels. When you come home in the evening, you're worn out. And then you social media and all, you trying to keep up with all that, especially now if you work in two jobs and, you know, for minimum wage, it's rough. It is hard.
Look, young people today are living in a closed society of their own.
Yeah. True.
And we need to,
like I said, trying
and
to keep up.
We need to find a
parents
way
trying
to
keep up.
To not necessarily penalize them or victimize them for what they do. Just like they go to school every day. With all of the resources
right.
in the world,
that's
and
my
we've
point.
Got a school
social
sometimes.
Media.
Cut that phone off. I'm going to take your mama. I'm going to what? Teach them how to use the thing responsibly. You understand? We need to do that. We have systems in place that have not grown with the children that we are raising.
That's what it is.
They have not changed.
The education system.
A lot of these parents. And I'm not afraid of my children. Well, yeah,
I'm
not.
Well,
and like I said, once again, it's an overall problem because, like I said, parents working 2 and 3 jobs trying to make ends meet.
That's an excuse.
And that's difficult. No, it's not an excuse. It's difficult.
That's a reality.
When you raise your kids right, those kids will take what you put in them and they'll live by that.
Time, right. Exactly. And I blame that on the political system where things are not such that parents shouldn't have to work that many jobs. I was in a store the other day, and it's amazing to me how the store was really like one person almost running a whole store, whereas you used to have like 2 or 3 people.
Right.
But this one person was doing everything, mm-hmm. going in the back, getting something out of the stock room, running up the cash register, mm-hmm. handling the custom. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. And I was in a doctor's office, and the nurse was handling the front desk. Mm-hmm. She was taking the blood. And I got a little concerned. I'm like, you the same person.
Yeah, it's time to go to another doctor.
I'm like, you the same person that was at the front desk, right? But, you know, I had to make sure she was an RN before she started taking that blood. So, But anyway, we're out of time. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. Of course, thanks to Van, Dr. Robinson, Emmett, Bill, Miera, Carl, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose.
Peace and love.